Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Saturday and welcome to the TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, John Jackson, standing in for Andy Goldstein. Now, game day returns today on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Manchester City versus Chelsea at 12:30. We'll hear from both managers speaking ahead of that match. Of course, that means Thomas Tuchel, but first, here's Pep Guardiola, and he's expecting a tough 90 minutes.
One of the few managers I learn constantly to develop a better manager on myself, excellent in all departments. So I enjoy, since was in Mainz and Borussia Dortmund here, always I enjoy watching his teams and the way he's playing and the approach. I think he dignifies and he makes the world football better. So when you find a manager like always, they want to be, you know, positive in the way they play always is good.
Yeah, in the moment it's a significant one. If you look at the table and the points and the consistency, it's a significant one, and we have to prove, like, we have to prove ourselves that we can step up and close it day in, day out. But we have trust in what we do, and we have trust in our players and trust in the mentality of our club that we can do it. We have a strong squad. We have belief in what we do, so we will be there. We will be there. But the situation is very particular, in which we are trying to do it. As you know, talked many times about the reasons, and without using this as an excuse, it's just, it describes the situation, and it is an explanation, and we cannot just look away from it.
Now, the Premier League are currently considering Arsenal's request to postpone tomorrow's North London derby match with Tottenham because of a lack of available players. It comes after Burnley versus Leicester, which was scheduled for today, was also postponed because of COVID cases and injuries in the Burnley squad. Darren Bent was alongside Gordon Smart on TalkSport Drive yesterday, and he reacted to the news.
Tottenham are said to be adamant that Sunday's North London derby should go ahead as planned, despite Arsenal asking the Premier League for it to be called off. TalkSport understands Spurs are furious Arsenal want the game postponed, despite the fact the majority of their absences are not COVID-related.
The thing for me here is, what has changed? Only Xhaka since yesterday. So, you know, what's going on here?
Yes, it's a funny one, because you're right. Xhaka getting himself sent off, he's clearly not going to be able to play. They've got a few injuries, they've got a few players in the African Cup of Nations, but listen, we don't know how many players have gone down with COVID. But you'd have to say, again, it comes back to the Premier League. Like, when clubs are putting these kind of decisions together and trying to pull out games and requesting that games get postponed, if at the offset there was a clear plan from the Premier League where we can have a bit of a, like, bit of clarification as to, not even maybe who's fit, but maybe if there was kind of a protocol in place by the Premier League, so we knew exactly what the protocols were for having games called off, this is the reasons why, then I think a lot more people would be, you'd get to kind of justify it. But because it's so cloak and dagger, where all of a sudden you got a team that played last night, Arsenal played a hard game, by the way, against Liverpool last night, 10 men, Spurs players are probably thinking, and Spurs Football Club are thinking, well, we've got a chance here because they're going to be tired. Yes. We've got them on Sunday in the North London derby, so they're probably looking forward to it. Arsenal probably thinking, well, what's going to happen here? But then they put a request in, and it's probably going to get... I think it'll probably get approved. Yeah. But this is where, if the Premier League from the get-go was a little bit, I mean, open and transparent, right, this is the rules, this is the reasons why you can have games postponed. if he doesn't meet this criteria, then it has to play. Because they haven't done that, that's why we're in the situation we're in.
And it's not just the fans who've grown frustrated with Premier League games being called off. Southampton boss Ralph Hasenhüttl spoke to TalkSport ahead of their game against Wolves later today, and he blamed the Premier League for the chaos.
Yeah, I think they see now that they opened the door, and you cannot be surprised that somebody is walking through now. I mean, I think we did speak about that. Again, I cannot say anything about the situation there, about the COVID situation, because this is normally the reason why you cancel games. We have no view in it. We have no transparency, and we cannot say anything about that. And the rest is everything is speculation. They lost their striker. I don't know. It's everything is speculation. But the Premier League has to handle this. This is why I said players, new signings, shouldn't be allowed to play in cancelled games before, when they have not been there before this game was to play. But anyway, I mean, this is a problem they have now, and it's hard to solve it in that moment.
Aston Villa host Manchester United later today. That game's live and exclusive on TalkSport at 5:30 p.m. You can always listen on the free TalkSport mobile app if you can't catch it on the radio. We can hear from Ralf Rangnick now, speaking ahead of the match, and he acknowledged that Manchester United haven't been good enough, but he says improvements will take time.
In the first instance, it was about getting results, getting points. And of course, we were all disappointed about the home defeat against Wolves. Had we won that game, we would have been even more on track than we are now. But as I said, it's now about getting results, especially in the league, getting and collecting as many points as we possibly can. I was fully aware that this cannot happen overnight, that this is a work in progress. I think we have shown that we have conceded fewer goals than a couple of weeks ago, but still, it's also about controlling the game. And obviously, we have taken a few steps, but things can still get better, and that's what we have to work on, to find the best possible formation. Obviously, with now playing every 3 weeks, every 3 days, we also need to make sure that we have not only the best, but also the freshest players on the pitch. And this means that we might even be able to change formations during the game or from one game to the other. But as I said, it's still work in progress, and obviously still quite a few things and space for improvement.
On Friday, Australian authorities announced that number one tennis player Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after his visa was cancelled for a second time. Yesterday morning, The Telegraph's chief sports writer Oliver Brown joined Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on TalkSport Breakfast and said that public opinion in Australia is very much against Djokovic.
He really hasn't helped his own cause.
No.
I mean, really what he needed to do was to keep quiet. And by releasing that ridiculous timeline during the week of his movements, and astonishingly admitting that he'd had an interview with a French journalist while knowingly COVID positive, it was difficult to think of anything that could be more of a red rag to a bull in terms of the Australian public. And a recent poll here suggested that 83% of people in Australia wanted him deported. So in that respect, it's little surprise that the immigration minister has done what he's done.
Norwich host Everton this afternoon at 3 p.m. and we've got exclusive coverage on TalkSport 2. Pressure's growing on Rafa Benitez, with the Toffees in poor form, sat 15th in the Premier League table. And he's been speaking to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams.
You're 15th in the table. Is that a false position? If not, why are Everton underachieving?
Yeah, we know that the situation with the strikers, the top scorers of last year injured, and then we have Ducouré and Jerry Mina in a time that we're losing games. We have the spine of the team out. They are coming back, so we are a little bit stronger. Hopefully, what they say, in the next months, will be even stronger with 3 games in hand. So all these things that you put together, so we have to be quite optimistic thinking about the future.
You mentioned earlier you were fixing issues and problems. What are they? And are they just on the field or a combination of on the field and off the field?
Yeah, I think it's every fan, they know what they were expecting in the last years, and they know what they were receiving in one way or another way. So then we are trying to fix these things to be sure that the squad will be more competitive and every department will be more competitive, and then we can find solutions to problems if we have, like everyone. But at the moment, this year, it was not easy. Not easy in the transfer window in terms of money available, not easy when we have to cope with the injuries of key players. So I think we are making the right things for the future, and hopefully at the end, everybody will appreciate that.
Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget, game day returns today. TalkSport has live and exclusive commentary of Manchester City versus Chelsea at 12:30 and also Aston Villa versus Manchester United at 5:30 this evening. Meanwhile, over on TalkSport 2, there's exclusive commentary of Luton versus Bournemouth in the Championship at 12:30, and that's followed by Norwich versus Everton in the Premier League at 3. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow if you haven't already. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.